This the link up. This the link up. This the link up. Welcome to the link up. This the link up. This the link up. This the link up. Welcome to the link up. Ooh.
Yes, yes. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Link Up Podcast with your host, Mr. King, Kana, Woods, Woods Mario, Rashid, and Kalissa here in the building.
So use Woods now. So
is this episode
we replace the water rubber for the next, water rubber for the next.
That's how it goes.
Just keep switching them out back and
you know that's how it goes. They're replaceable, they're interchangeable, that kind of way.
That's how you feel? I feel like right now, no.
Nah, man, you can't do that.
Right, because I'm on camera this week, no?
Exactly.
And now you know? Need to pit me out.
I ain't say that. I ain't use those words. Those are the words I keep.
I use them though.
Yeah.
I use them though. I think I'm pretty much on the record.
Episode Sean get vexed. The whole episode get cancelled because I was supposed to be on camera, but a camera decided it wasn't working that day, and Sean was like, "No, we're not doing it."
That was a case.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like something
that
would.
That was a few weeks ago, self.
I mean, that's basically the importance of Kalissa on screen.
Bye. Yeah. By yes, they missed the whole hot girl summer again. The camera wasn't cooperating.
Well, one of these days, you know.
One of these days.
Summer won't come back.
I mean, technically, in here is a hot girl summer.
But it's winter not now. Out there, though.
No, outside. No.
Out there, kind of.
I mean, where you going outside? You know, let me hush my mouth. We gonna do plugs in the beginning?
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
trip.
Why not? Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Might as well have just start. I asked a question. Might as well just start. Anyway. Actually, I would like to give a shout out before we really start. I would like to give a big shout out to Hangover and Arsenio them. For y'all that don't know, Reckless was in Club Up last week Saturday.
Big tunes, big
fill.
Candy.
We fill up our venue. Both Zars was full. Mm-hmm. So again, also shout out to everybody that coming through. Big up Ryan, for his birthday. He's choose to celebrate his birthday with us. So we appreciate that. And yeah, shout out to everybody that come through. Shout out Hangover and the crew them. It was a good edition.
Also, come like, when the music giving out acknowledgements and stuff like that. Just shout out to USC and stuff. Because this is something that we didn't really mention. The gala that was at least now 2 weeks.
Yeah, two weeks ago.
So shout out to USC and stuff for honoring us and acknowledging us. And then as well, shout out to Celestis because they also was on a 10 acknowledgement day, and yeah, honoring 10
day,
people.
10 or 12 day acknowledgement
plan. No, that's the 12 days of Christmas type of thing?
I think so. Okay. But then wouldn't it have been passed already? Because tomorrow's Christmas and it was only like 3.
yo.
The point is,
stop bringing in negative energy.
It's not a 12 day of Christmas.
Just appreciate
it's just a 12
that we get acknowledged.
No, we're not saying, but we're saying like what the actual thing is so people go and check it. It's a 12 day appreciate, a 12 post something. Hmm.
Okay, and yeah, like you say, there was on the third one and the link up, we got acknowledged and recognized as the third one, so we definitely want to say thank you to Celestis and whatnot for...
I still waited for an episode.
Understand.
I just put that out there.
I understand.
All right. But again, shout out to the Celestis, them crew. We appreciate it. We really do appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And I just forget to post the picture from the USC thing where they honored us and... wrote a little paragraph and whatnot about what all we've been doing and acknowledging that we like 100 plus.
We could post down the IG page and tag them too.
That we still gotta do, but eventually we can come to that.
But yeah, before we finish with the plugs, like, well, not like always, but again this Sunday, when this coming up, this is Tuesday.
Thursday.
So this Sunday, Reckless Brazil Bar, come through for all, you know, if you want to show off your Christmas gift, you know, our ladies, or your costumes and them kind of costumes,
Jesus.
Dresses and them kind of ones. I mean, hey, some people just go a little bit all out for Christmas. But yeah,
I mean, like,
you know, if you want to try on your New Year's Eve outfit a little early just to see how people going to like it, if they're going to like it, you know, come through Reckless.
If it's club appropriate. Got some people that's going, you know, be hitting the dinners and them type of things, the formal attire and all.
Hey,
that.
Everybody's welcome.
I don't
we
know
don't
that's
judge.
Appropriate for Reckless.
Brazil bar, come true however you want.
Suits and them ones.
So what USC was?
I understand. It wasn't as Reckless.
It wasn't like, what?
It wasn't as.
Only because it didn't have as many people as we had thought it would have been.
I think probably just more than anything probably because it ended early.
Yeah. If
not early, but I mean.
If the alcohol was cheaper, If the alcohol is cheaper, or we gonna back to bring their own drinks.
Going off on a tangent tail. We didn't even start the episode yet. That's properly, okay. And we already on a tangent.
We still shouted out USC and NCLS. But anyway, if they had thing, if they had alcohol, if USC had the alcohol and the thing, it would have been a little bit. It would have people would have been a little bit more thing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, like we were saying, like I was saying, Reckless every Sunday, Brazil Bar. Make sure come out. We're going to be there this Sunday and next week for sure for the last one of the year. So, you know, you have your answers to come true. Yeah, that's it for me.
Curious?
Yeah. Every Monday as well. Do they have Curious next week? Yeah. The last Curious of the year as well is going to be next week. So, you have nothing else to do on Monday. Come true. Come Sunday first, though. And then you can go Monday.
All right, then. And they basically can
is that?
Hey, at least Brazil bar free. So, you see? Look, you see? You ain't selling it right now, Sean.
But it's free all the time. That's what I say. Everybody welcome. Hobo, no hobo. If you want walk in, no walk in. Come true.
But yeah, also, you know, make sure to tune in for the Mr. King LP. I was basically doing some mixing and one, putting in some work and stuff like that. So I feel like it could still potentially make January the 8th. That's like 2 weeks from tomorrow. Tomorrow is Christmas. So,
yeah.
2 weeks from tomorrow, so I think that should be, you know, sufficient time and all of that. Makes how them streaming services and whatnot does work with the upload stuff, and so I think I'm gonna upload it tomorrow, export like the final mixes and thing, and then so it should be available by January 8th if all goes well with the streaming services and whatnot. I think Naomi did us recommend like 3 weeks or something like that, to make sure it's on everything, because certain streaming services have like a different amount of time before they approve whatever it is you upload and stuff like that. So to make sure it's on everything, they just recommend like 3 weeks or something like that. So we'll see. Hopefully it all works out and it's able to come out on January. If it doesn't, then that is
later date.
Later date.
Yeah, basically.
Y'all gonna hear it too.
Yeah, exactly. It coming out. The stuff pretty much done, so it coming out for sure. So with all of that being said, plugs out the way and everything, intro out the way. Let's get into the first topic of today. So I think we could start with...
Bye.
We have a lot of ridiculous topics today. So, I mean, let's just pick one and kind of go through it. Basically, can boys be princesses? Let's start there.
No.
Fuck. We didn't even get to provide no more context and everything. Although I don't know the exact context because I just saw the picture on Facebook the same way, I guess, whoever it was that posted it in the group, in the link up group.
I sent it in the group.
Yeah. Like, I saw the same picture passed on Facebook, and I don't know what the article was. I don't know if you clicked the article and maybe saw, like, more text behind what was going on.
To be honest with you, how the picture was taken kind of had like bothered me. Look, personally, I just feel like children don't give a shit. So if your child wants to dress up like a princess, I don't think they put in much thought behind it. I think it's like whatever show they like, and maybe they want to be there for Halloween or whatever. I feel like is like a different something if you taking pictures and putting it on social media and stuff like that, because you know, like other cheering crew and like you know, your child might not care, but like maybe somebody else child gonna harass your child. Like, I ain't, obviously the word princess mean girl, like by the literal definition. But
that's
more
why
than,
I said no in the first place.
But more than, to be honest with you, I had more than it, because like what had bothered me about the picture is...
It's nothing with black people.
The little black boy.
The little black boy is basically that got
because
dressed up.
You know
girl.
Why? Because I feel like every time I have one of these scandals with like a promotion or something, it's always like the little black boy to get a shot end of the stick.
Coolest monkey in the jungle.
Exactly. That's when I see that, that's exactly what I thought about.
I didn't even look at it that way. Can they have white people in the thing too?
No, it was literally a little
black
boy.
Two black boys and two different princes
and
outfits.
One, yeah, and then standing next to a white woman.
Exactly.
Oh, the woman was white.
Yeah.
But then go ahead.
What are you saying? Like, but it no need to be on social media, like
I don't
say.
But that's the thing, I don't know, like
I'm looking for it.
It just reminds me of like not to switch topics or nothing, because it's kind of like related on the same, is in the same vein basically, but Dwayne Wade recently gave an interview, and some of what he said from this interview was being praised on a lot of blogs and whatnot because it's so progressive and forward thinking, and he's so brave because he's taking this stance as his 12-year-old son is busy in the process of identifying as a she and whatnot. And
what?
Yeah, he caught
Dwayne Wade basically saying
his son
like,
she in that interview.
Everybody else have the problem. It's not him that has the problem, because it's everybody else that's being intolerant or ignorant and these type of things. And it's like, my child knows who he is and is comfortable with, and he wants to paint his nails and do these types of stuff and identify as a she. I think it was Alicia Keys as well who was Alicia Keys?
Mm-hmm.
Who was saying about her son wanted to paint her nails or something like that recently, and how it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, these things bother me just because of the age of the children.
Mm.
That's the only problem I have. If a child is gay or transgender or whatever it is, I have, like, let them do whatever it is they're going to do.
They can't be transgender.
Why not?
According to the people of nowadays, a child can identify as transgender from as young as 6 and all kind of crazy ages. I've seen people
transgender.
Go ahead and give them.
But that in the term specifically when you actually made the change.
No.
That's
is when you don't identify as the sex you were assigned at birth.
Oh, okay.
Basically, so in these people's mind, if my 6-year-old is telling me I'm a she, I was born in the wrong body and whatnot, I need to know handle this person accordingly and treat them as a she.
Okay.
To be fair, it is easier on the transition the younger you start, though.
But
you got the hormone blockers and stuff like that.
That's what I was going to say as well.
And there's a lot of controversy around that.
Okay, no. Hormone blockers,
so you now throwing some stuff into somebody who isn't properly developed and finished developing, and you throwing stuff in there to disrupt their natural development the way it would go, to potentially take them into a different direction versus developing as a woman or a man, whether that might be like the sex organs and thing, you know, that develop through puberty, the pubic hair and all of these changes that come with it. All that outdoor stuff is now being disrupted because of hormone blockers or hormone replacement therapy or whatever it is.
No. You can't get hormone replacement therapy until a certain age.
Hmm.
The hormone blockers is basically to give them more time to figure out. You understand? So, like, they don't start to, like, grow hair. I don't know if you ever see I Am Jazz or whatever. The show called?
I know of it.
I don't think so.
What is that?
It's like, she had shown TLC, but basically she had started transition young, but she started off on like the hormone blockers, and it was basically so it would give her more time until she was ready to like transition, so she didn't have to go like develop completely as a male, like as in the facial hair and stuff like that. Other than that, she was pretty much, you know, male, except
I don't know.
I get that perspective as well, but the only thing is that is often not mentioned is that apparently, because I'm gonna be honest and say this, something I personally haven't looked into that deeply, because it don't
affect you.
Like, it's not that present for me to disprove or prove the trans community right or wrong, whether it's like legit in their philosophy or not. But it's something that I've heard a lot of people say, that usually in the conversation with transgender, the thing that's often not brought up is the amount of people who regret the
transition
later in life. When it's like, when you look at the long-term studies, like, yes, cool, you transition young and whatnot, but what happens when you get 30 or 40 and realize, like, well, it was more of just a phase and this type of thing, and I didn't really want, like, there is apparently, I don't know the numbers and actual stats on it, but there's a reasonable amount of people who fall into this group that's like,
who did detransition.
Either I've that or they like end up in depression or regret and all kind of thing because they did something and it's too late now and all of that.
But the problem is, a lot of those people, like, because I watch a few like documentaries and like videos and stuff. Like, my YouTube does get wild. I'm gonna be real with you. Like, you know sometimes when you're watching a video and then you just end up somewhere, and I end up here a lot. So basically, I from what I understand, a lot of people has detransitioned because when they transition, they're not satisfied with how they end up, and a lot of that has to do with when they transition to. So like, a lot of the people who tend to transition later, what is happening is they can't transition the way they wanted to. They still like
very much either look like a
man or masculine, and and then they kind of like, now they're not satisfied because they wanted to be a woman or whatever, and then now it's kind of like between, they're still stuck in between because no matter what, they're not seen as that because they transition too late, and they still have, like, let's say if they transition into a woman, they still have too many masculine features. And I was kind of like, well, you might as well transition back because at this point you kind of like,
but, like, that's in between. That's the crazy thing where it's like, yeah, you can never transition properly.
Exactly. It's like damned if you do and damned if you like don't.
Six or something like that with this process to make sure stop whatever development in the opposite direction that you don't want to happen. Make sure you could stop that and then start it in the direction that you do want. Then it's like, how are you going to be so sure? Or like, what kind of certainty do you have that this is what you want being a young person? As like, they talk about it all the time when it comes to like marijuana and drinking and stuff like that, how the brain isn't developed until 25 and the effects that this could have on it. But people don't think the same way when it comes to whatever hormone therapies or hormone blockers, like you say, people would be given at these young ages. Or just even the rationale that is like, is this person adult enough, rational enough, thinking long-termly enough to be like, okay, you know, this is the right decision I want?
Because it's it also have to do with like fertility and stuff like that. But like,
we don't trust young people to drive, to drink, to do, to honestly, vote, all these type of things. But this is the thing we trust them with. It's like,
is a tough subject. But honestly, I feel like it's kind of like to each your own type of thing. Because I feel like every parent just trying to do what it feels is best for the child. And if you seeing your child and your child telling you something, and you could see that they very much unhappy with the way they are. Like, at a certain point, like, you gonna have to, like, do something, you understand what I'm saying? Like,
it's, I don't know about that.
But I just think, like,
I get the point you're making, but I just mean more in the sense that
I think it's a decision that, like, every household just have to make for themselves. Like, what are they gonna do about the situation?
I feel like Dwayne Wade and them people ain't got no choice because they're celebrities, so any other answer is completely unacceptable. If Dwayne Wade came out and said, I don't approve of my son being identifying as a she at 12 because I made a son or something, the amount of backlash and cutting, like, ending brand endorsement deals and all of these things that him and Gabrielle Union potentially would face. Like, and the same thing for Alicia Keys and Swiss. Is like, once you are a celebrity in the public eye on a regular basis and stuff like that, you can, there's one acceptable answer.
I mean, that's basically it. But
if you're not progressive, you're going to lose your brand, you're going to get cancelled, you're going to lose your brand endorsements and shit like that.
I think if he had articulated properly, if he had come out and said, like, I don't approve of it, but I want my son to be happy, so I'll go with whatever he says, I think that would be acceptable as well.
Yeah.
That's still going along with the one answer that is acceptable. You have to agree with it.
No, but he doesn't agree with it. He just leaving his son do is his son's life, but he can still be against it.
And I'm sure, like, the backlash, the articles and stuff that would have come out would have been a whole lot different had he said that.
It would have, but I think it wouldn't. It wouldn't have been such a cancel culture type something if he had articulated properly.
Because for me, like, that's my main thing. Where it's like, if I were to have a gay son, I feel like I would be more cool with that. I just, like, I ain't never buying my son a dress. Like, there will never be a moment where I feel comfortable if my son asks me for a dress that I'm going to buy him the dress. It's like, this is my money that I have to spend how I see fit. You still following my rules and whatnot. If you want to wear this dress when you're 18 and out of my house doing something else, cool, go through your thing. But me, I am never buying my son a dress.
But that's what I say, like, that is the type of something where,
but
like,
I'm not a famous celebrity that's not gonna lose a brand endorsement or whatever, so I can speak freely and actually have this opinion. And that's why it's like, if you're Dwayne Wade or anybody else, is like,
but like, you know, it's the type of thing, it's not like the only circumstance where parents have to make a decision like this now, because like, I don't know if y'all know, like, but more people than you think are like intersex now, so as in suffer from like her. Not suffer, but
hermaphroditism,
like, yeah, or whatever exactly the
phrase term is.
Yeah, and like, when it's, you have a child, people that say these things,
and it's like, I went through my entire life never having come across one.
But like, I'm not, you saying think people are, it's not like people will come out and just be like, yo,
I have a dick and a vagina.
No, but you don't necessarily have to be both. Not like, You could also just be like genetically there female wasn't properly and developed present and
stuff like yeah. that. Sometimes.
So you sometimes, have, so you sometimes you could no. Vagina? Sometimes you could it could it could happen different ways. You could have like I think both sets of chromosomes, so XX and XY. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you could have like XY, but then like so you genetically male but you physically female, or like you have like both. So you would have like testes but also like a vagina, like it's confusing. Yeah, it have different combinations of it, but
my thing is don't pretend to tell me that this is the norm though. Yes,
it no might be I understand, but what expected, I'm saying it's
still
is
not the norm, or like
no it's not the norm, but neither is like transgender. That's what I'm saying, like it's not the only case where parents have to make that decision,
and they're both and minority it's a hard situations in my opinion. Like it's not something that every parent is going to deal with like
not.
That because it's still not something that is okay, this is one in two people are transgender or one in two people are homosexual mm-hmm. or whatever. It's like I don't have the stats, but I'm willing to bet it's not those numbers. It's not like 50-50 in the amount of transgenders or intersex people you see out there. The vast majority of people are still either a man or a woman.
Okay, so
but that's what I'm saying, because both groups is like a very small percentage of people, like minorities, transgender and like intersex. And that's what I'm saying, like when a parent has, the only difference is one is like genetic and the other one is like a mental thing, right? Like you transgender, you feel like
I feel like it's a little too early to say conclusively that it's just purely genetic.
No, I'm talking about
mental. I mean,
like, yeah.
Transgender, like
no, but a lot.
Do we know like the actual cause? If there's anything that might be like a chromosomal hormonal imbalance, I mean, or something that's different in the genetic makeup of like, do we know for sure? Is just something that's purely
I read a few
mental psycho. Is there no physiological like correlation to the mental?
I mean, I read a few articles on it. Concerning the development. Because, you know, like, when a fetus is developed, everybody starts off female. And that was one of the theories, too, is because, like, something in the developmental process is a little off, and then
didn't trigger the activation
of
the
exactly.
other chromosome or something
so,
like that.
But basically, right now, they ain't really got any
conclusive
physical proof.
Data.
They could conclusively say something in the physiology is behind being transgender. So that's why I'm saying like the like right now
I know intersex is more
yeah
like
intersex is like genetic and but that what I'm saying is I drawing a comparison with that as in either way the parent has to make a difficult decision. You understand what I'm saying? Because with the intersex too, you have to make a decision how you're gonna raise your child. And they oftentimes when a child is intersex, they have to take like hormone replacement because if you could carry XY
stuff from the
because you could carry XY chromosome and have a vagina, and then what you gonna do? Then you have to give the child like you understand you're gonna have to give them estrogen so they could develop.
But
so it's kind of like
I just wonder if like the way it's being handled in the mainstream is appropriate, in the sense like if it's still a rare situation that parents are faced with this. I'm not saying it shouldn't be covered, because you could make the same argument for black people and our representation stuff, why we saying we would like to see black people on TV and all these types of things. So I do get the representation argument of showing trans people or showing homosexual, whatever. I get that, but I just wonder, like, the way it's kind of, I guess, overtaking the mainstream conversation, in a sense, is like every person is going to have a trans kid or an intersex kid or a homosexual kid or somebody on the LGBTQ spectrum. Like, it's just such a mainstream topic that I just wonder, like, is it really kind of justified in a way, or is it, like, appropriate?
I understand where you're coming from, but I don't think. I don't necessarily see it like that's the reason behind of it. I more so see it as they're trying to get people to like be a little more open-minded and accepting, because I understand that imagine going to school as a transgender child, like, and you know your parents cool with it or whatever, but like the rest of your class ain't. and then like you go to school and you can't, for example, can't use the bathroom you want to use, or like the train like harassing you, pestering you. So maybe you have support at home, but then like you go to school or every other aspect of your life, you feel like shunned. So I get why they're trying to like talk about it, have an open conversation, because at the end of the day, like the more like we exposed to it, the more like we kind of like accept it, you know.
It makes sense.
So like the that, only that's thing why that I think it coming is, like, from.
Is it really worth it to just to go to these lengths to normalize something that really isn't abnormal? In the sense, like, common, how frequently you might come across it and stuff.
Yeah, I understand.
Because human decency is supposed to be common, regardless of what form your is or not. Human decency is supposed to be common. And humans, and people decide to not be decent when they see something different.
Exactly. I think it's exactly that reason why they're trying to normalize it so much, because it's not something you see every day. It's and then people don't know how to react to it.
It's not something you see every day, but one child being harassed or tailbone because of it is already too much.
I guess. Alrighty then.
I got a question. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Alright, so aside from what society tells us, right, when we was growing up and whatnot, what does a boy feel like? What does it?
How does it feel to be a boy?
How does it feel to be a woman? Aside from, you know, genitals and what is placed in your mind from society.
This was a question that we asked on the podcast in one of our early discussions on homosexuality and all that. It was a question I remember asking of people, because I was literally like, I'm a man. I can't tell you what it feels like necessarily to be a man. I can tell you what it feels like to be me. Or like I know how to be me. I know whether as a boy or a man, whatever age you want to look at it, like, I don't recall ever choosing to like girls or anything like that. It's just that this is how I am, and if I were to articulate, so for you to say I feel like a woman or I feel like a man, I personally don't necessarily understand it, because I don't know what I'm feeling like a man or feeling like a woman is supposed to feel like.
Yeah.
On top of the fact that all of this is supposed to be social constructs according to a lot of social studies theories, like gender studies theory and whatnot. It's all social constructs anyway, so it's like, what are you defining as feeling like a man or feeling like a woman? The fact that you like pink, or the fact that you rather sew or stitch than maybe, I don't know, play baseball or something? Yeah, like, is...
I think it's more so like things that are normally associated with femininity versus social things that construct. Are not... Exactly.
That's where we're breaking down gender roles and saying it's perfectly fine for a masculine woman or a woman that likes to do if she wants to join the army or do a typically male profession, like all of that is perfectly fine under feminism and the whole guise of breaking down gender roles. And that's why it's confusing with this whole transgender thing, when it's like you saying you feel like a man or you feel like a woman. I thought you were just telling me that this thing is a social contract and it's all made up. We decided that blue is for boys. We decided that an engineer is a male profession. Or like, all of this is stuff that we created. So what does it mean to feel like a man or a woman?
So you don't feel like a man?
I don't know. Honestly.
Okay.
I feel like me. I feel like Gary. Like,
I understand. Tell you
what the experience of anybody else is like for me to say that this is feeling like a man.
Okay.
I assume I feel like a man because I'm a man.
I'm going to rephrase it. Do you feel like a woman? No, but I mean, like, if you definitely... In a way, yes.
Because I like, depending on who you ask, I got certain, like, female tendencies or things that I like to do. Like, my hobbies and interests are more, like, typically female in certain ways. I'm interested in the arts and these type of things versus... Okay, I used to play sports as well, but... I used to play volleyball, typically something that's generally considered like a female sport and whatnot. Like, in some ways, I could definitely be categorized as, like, I don't know, maybe a metrosexual or something. Like, I don't know if I care about fashion enough to be metrosexual, but...
Metrosexual, I'm more like self-care type shit.
I have no idea.
In touch with your feminine side and stuff like that, but that also a
social construct, because women are quote-unquote care more about their appearances and stuff like that, but as...
Cause that's just where my frustration has come with this whole transgender slash the whole break. To me, it's like, what are we doing? Are we breaking down gender roles and deciding that, you know, it's okay for men to be vulnerable and it's okay for women to be stern or aggressive or whatever? Is this what we're doing and is this the plan? Or
I mean, I think
to me it can be both.
I understand what you. Each other. I know. I understand what you're saying, but I think we still live in a society where like you're forced to pick one or the other. True. Like you can't just, because if you gonna say, oh, I everybody don't make fun of non-binary people. Let me be real. Like they, the way the pronouns they, them, their, or whatever.
Yeah, cause the shit is ridiculous.
Exactly. So then, if people,
what was wrong with ship? To me, that makes a lot more sense than so. So now I gotta make a grammatically incorrect sentence.
It's not grammatically incorrect.
I gotta describe one person as they.
You can, because if you. If you think about it, when somebody tell you like, oh, I bring in a friend to the party, and you don't know the gender of the friend, you automatically go into that without even thinking about it. So if I say, oh,
tell your friend, tell them.
Yeah, exactly. You what time they come in or stuff like that. You understand? When you don't know the gender of a person, you automatically fall into that, you know. Without even thinking about it.
I guess. To some degree.
I mean, but everybody
but think... But that should go automatic now.
No, but like everybody think that's ridiculous. So like we still live in a time where you're forced to choose one or the other.
I mean, true.
So I still understand like you transgender because you feel like you have to conform one way or the other. And if you say that like growing up, I never feel like a boy. I want to wear a dress, paint my nails, I like girl shows, whatever. Mm-hmm, then mm-hmm. Now you feel like a girl. So, yeah, I feel like it's how
this is just the result of how society has been.
Yeah,
essentially.
But also, I feel like adults will make a bigger deal out of this than kids now because kids don't give a shit. Like children, until literally they're told don't to give a shit. Yeah, they really don't give a shit.
Yeah, but then adults give a shit because certain adults have had either bad experiences or they heard about bad experiences or they seen shit on TV.
To no, me, children don't do shit but want to play. In general, a children's goal in life is to play.
Yeah,
a child's, whatever. Adult's job is to rein that in, basically, because if you leave it up to children, they will just play video games or go and watch videos on YouTube. Whatever that child enjoys doing, that child just wants to do that. Without end.
Mm-hmm.
Like if the child likes running and like playing, mm-hmm. like the child just wants to do that all day. Like children don't have no concept of long term thinking.
That's why I feel
parents are not supposed to encourage this type of thing, because a parent should have the forethought or foresight potentially to see, okay, this might be some negative consequences or repercussions of going down this path or doing this activity or whatever. So I'm going to stop you from doing that, or I'm going to pose limits on you. Like, you have a bedtime. You don't mm-hmm. spend all day on the computer. Like, these limits and stuff that parents set on children, they have to, because a child will never set it themselves. They don't understand what comes from the actions, like the repercussions of their actions. They don't have no concept of understanding those things yet.
Mm-hmm. It got to be a balance.
Yeah.
I believe at least just like how they say with everything else, it gotta be a balance. At one point you gotta leave the child be the child, but at the same time, you know, just like King was saying, you know what potentially going to happen if you continue leaving this happen. If you leave them sit too much in front of the TV, their eyes gonna go get fucked.
If you let them put the fuck inside the electrical
outlet, they don't get shocked. Then they could dead. You could have no more child. So I mean, like it is for a lot of it's for their own benefit. But the thing is, with this whole progressive thing, a lot of people, especially with social media, they want to force it not only on other people. And this might kind of seem like I'm contradicting the statement I was saying, that everybody, that like nobody should be prosecuted and stuff like children at least. But then if you're going to put it on social media, to me, the ones that are putting it on social media, they're forcing it on everybody else. Okay, cool. Granted, if you put it out there, people see it more. Like I was saying, it might seem like a contradicting statement.
But I mean, two things could be true. It could be doing both.
That as well. So it's like, it is, people, like, everybody have to be treated fairly, at least. I believe so, at least. Regardless of what you do in your own personal time. But at the same time, they gonna have, just like how you for it, they have other people that are against it, and that's their belief as well. like, they're entitled to have that belief. Not mm-hmm. everybody is supposed to be believe or agree with what the fuck you think and what you believe. Mm-hmm. So that mm-hmm. pushing that on them as well, it, to me, that's almost just as bad as them being restricted.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but, like, okay. But at the same time, I feel like everybody's entitled, like, everybody is post about their life on social media, you understand what I'm saying? So, like, transgender people shouldn't do it because they're going to offend other people. Like, you know what? You understand what I'm saying?
No, it's not. Because, no. I'm talking about the kids.
I understand what you're saying, but everybody to post the children. Whatever the dress up as.
Have you ever
and you have any baby mamas
on your social media? Like, yeah. Forget what they look like.
Yeah, but I don't have no. Yeah, but I don't have no baby mamas dressing up their sons and dresses.
Yeah, see, but that's the thing. You making a big deal out of it when a child just feel like the child is dressing up.
No, and but just I'm not making a big deal out of it. I think I saying like what King was saying, putting it on social media. It might be forced. I was more okay. Cool. You was right. I was more focusing on the fact that you're putting it on. Like, you forcing it on other people.
Mm-hmm.
But what I also meant by that is you putting the child out there to get those repercussions without them having anything about it. So, okay, cool. If the child wants to wear dresses and stuff like that, leave them do it at home. Or leave them do it in the comfort where you could watch them and where you could think like that. When they go outside, that's when they'll get interaction with other ignorant people and people who don't understand that. But the child don't understand that. So you putting your child out on social media is you potentially giving your child the opportunity to get that bullying.
I understand what you're saying, but I do see why you,
like, as a parent, like, what kind of message do you send? And, like, let's say you have a transgender child. Do you be like, okay, cool, you could just dress this way in the house, but we won't, like, so you can just stay in the house?
Yeah.
Like, no, not just stay in the house.
Where you're coming from.
But not on social media.
No, I understand what you're saying, but imagine how the child will feel.
But at some point, how is that realistic in a way? Like, yeah. For example, let's say I'm taking a Christmas, something as simple as Christmas, family Christmas cards or something.
Mm-hmm.
The Christmas picture, that's something that's very normal that might go on social media or whatever. Mm-hmm. If your child is wearing a dress in this picture or something, if your son, your boy, son, boy child is wearing a dress in this picture, what the fuck do you do in that moment? But do you not send the picture because your child is wearing a dress? Or, like...
Yeah.
Do you crop him out of the picture because you're trying to protect him from potential backlash? Like,
yeah.
I get where you're coming from, but it's just not a realistic.
I don't know. I try to deal with.
Personally, how I would do with my child, like, you could do whatever you want, but I wouldn't be posting that on social media until I find he or she is old enough to get their own social media account. Mm. And when they want, and when if they choose to put that out there themselves. Then I would do the same.
So because then they make in general they, for a straight child, do you plan to post any pictures of your straight child on social media?
No.
Then okay, I understand. Then I could see the consistency in your logic.
Then
in
you're
that
consistent.
Because then to me, then it's just okay. You're uncomfortable posting children on social media.
Period.
Then I could understand that. Okay.
But. Keep in mind, Dwayne Wade's on, like, if we're talking about... No, that's a different case. But he, like, 12, and he was in a pride parade and had his...
He making his own decision.
Yeah,
and that's something else. But when you're talking about... But you was also talking about ages, like 12, 6 and shit like that.
Feel like 12 is
no, but I wasn't... Like I wasn't talking about posting them on... Like I said, like, everybody gotta make their own decision. Like, I wouldn't mind my child being in the house. Like, if my child wanna dress up as a whatever, like, the young, they want to be what they want to be. Like, it ain't a big deal.
I ask a lot of questions. I mean, I might be okay with it, but I'd be like, you sure? I'd be like, why? Explain to me why. I just try to see a simple thing
like it, like a show, like a character, and like you just put in a lot of thought into it when a child just checking, like, oh, I like a character. And that's why it's like, yeah.
Nah, but I believe they got psychological reasons for it. Like, they like the specific character for a reason. Or they like just somebody's judges for it. Like, you like the draft, you like the breeze, you like to be free. Like, what is it about the dress that you really like? I'm just trying to understand.
Maybe they dress pretty and they want to wear it. They want to look pretty too.
I mean, yeah. If they tell me that, like, all right, you know, do your thing, boo-boo. But, I mean, you know,
listen,
I'm just trying to find out why.
I definitely do recall, like...
Dresses be kind of comfortable, or you don't know. Like, when they're not tight?
I'm going to take your word for it.
Would not know.
I definitely don't know.
Yeah, Like, because sometimes, you know, when you don't feel like putting on pants, well, at least my... Oh, but...
No, we don't know.
Are your pants, like, baggy? My pants will be tight. Yeah. So...
I can't relate.
I don't.
But the one thing that, like, I'll say on this topic, in a way, though, is, like, not to cut you off, Calissa, I apologize.
No problem.
But...
Go through.
I just recall, like, it was weird seeing... like, my family went on cruises, like, when he was really younger and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And we had some of home videos and whatnot. And, like, at a later age, looking back at some of those, like, my brother was gay from super young.
But you see, that
oh, like, it was, like, as
I
an adult,
to say that. I he was my older earlier.
Brother. He was my older brother. So, as a child, it's shit that I never noticed. Cause I didn't know shit about what was gay and homosexual, like, growing up, until I got to, like, maybe high school and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you started to understand these things. But looking back, my brother was obviously gay, or, like, certain had, like, feminine tendencies, and the way he would do things and say things or whatever. And he was maybe 6, 7, 8. Like, that's why I just think on sometimes when I look back on when I think about all these trans issues and
what I was going to say when I was on that was the fact that if you look at a lot of the serious trans ones, the ones that transitioned early, that knew they was in a different body, according to their terms, from early, and was cool with it and thing with it. The ones who stick with it, they did realize that if you ask, okay, well, from the interviews that I've seen from them, the few of them that I've seen, they have realized that they was gay since, like, 6.
Yeah.
Or they had this feeling since 6.
All their life they had.
Granted, it is true what you say, they had a lot of ones, that what you were saying earlier, King, they had a lot of them that regret the transition earlier. But a lot of them, the real deal.
Hardcore.
Yeah, not a hardcore, because I make it seem like extremist, but, like, the real ones who really serious about this whole I don't feel like I in the right body type something, almost all the, no, I can say all the interviews that I've seen with them, at least, all of them had that identification from young.
Yeah, like,
so it's legit,
like,
all a balance,
from the first memory, and
it's legit a fine balance between letting your child be themselves, or what we consider as themselves, and still guiding them to be like, all right, you most probably don't know what you want yet. So I going to, so that the only way about that I see about going with it is the fact that just expose them to as many things as possible.
I just think, like,
because there is not, what I mean expose, I mean get them a little seed, like, look, this is this person, this is that type of person, they have this culture, they have that culture. More knowledge, let me put it that way. Now let me just, like, say exposure, because people won't come up, yeah, we're exposed to this and all that kind of crap. So more knowledge of different people and different cultures and different backgrounds. And then from there, I believe once they have a more concrete foundation of what they could be able to decide for themselves, what they feel like they are. And I think that's a fine line I go as a parent, or as a potential parent, I would want to tread between still leaving them do their own thing and somewhat guiding them.
All right, so you spend way too much time on this topic.
Bye. I was going to leave, or you continue.
We're on you 40 minutes in on just one topic, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye.
Well, I mean, we did kind of mix some things in there as well, because we did, well, not really.
Bye, we're making this one shot.
Let's touch on one more topic.
One more.
So, Lizzo, and this thong thing, this thong situation.
Let me just make sure I believe I heard this on another podcast, just for context. This is where one girl wear a thong to the NBA, and
Lizzo,
everybody was
went
all
to a Lakers game, if and I remember
then,
correctly.
And then they had panned to her, like, they put her on the big screen, and then she turned around and she stopped
twerking and whatnot.
But let me explain. It wasn't like she had on. It wasn't like
it was
she
a
just had on
t-shirt
a,
with,
yeah,
a hole
with a
cut
hole
in
cut.
The ass area.
So, like, she had on a shirt, and like her whole ass was just bare, and then she had on a black tongue, and then that's how she pulled up to the NBA game, and then they panned to her and she twerk, and then everybody lose their shit because there was, like, all the children, and that was the whole scandal behind of it. And okay, Lizzo's response was
stupid.
Oh, I feel like we should very much mention that. Her response was that she feel like people get thrown because of her size.
Yeah.
intention, her response was intentionally missing the point.
Wait,
so I
say?
Could try to paint myself
she,
as
yeah, because
a victim.
She said it was because she's fat.
Y'all not comfortable with seeing a big woman
comfortable
in her
fatness
and all of this.
She was in her bigness.
Hasn't people been praising her for being so confident and being that size? Like,
no, but
yeah, but what she's missing is not the fact that she's confident with her body. It's the environment.
No, but part of her response was she said that other stars just go there half naked
and
have their ass out and thing. And she had referenced Rihanna and thing.
And no, they don't.
And to be honest with you, when she referenced, I think she had referenced
Rihanna
and I was like,
naked. Other celebrities be naked on stage.
I'm gonna be real honest with you when she
video,
said out. When she
but
said
Rihanna
out,
wears like Joe, but Joe
exactly.
did a whole long deep dive on this particular topic. Saying
exactly when
all
she,
the other people you could think of that do dress like that. In the Lakers game, or if they go into an NBA game in general, they wear clothes.
Not NBA game, now. If Rihanna dressed like that, it would be at like some kind of fashion, something.
Yeah,
or some
because
kind of like
Met Gala or on stage or performing.
When she said it, I was thinking back on all of the pictures. Because, like, I ain't gonna lie, I kind of a fan of Rihanna and thing. And, you know, when I see a picture, I don't understand how it is Rihanna always look good as fuck. Like, I gonna be real with y'all. So, like, when I picture Rihanna to come out, I seen probably most of the pictures out there of Rihanna at NBA games. And I don't ever recall Rihanna wearing anything out of pocket. Like, Rihanna does go there looking like a normal person.
Beyonce, all of
she
them.
She does.
Because Beyonce
also,
as a performer,
pull
she,
up
like, scantily
in
clad a lot.
Jeans and a shirt. And
time and place for everything.
I ain't gonna lie, exactly. On stage, even on stage, I don't really find Rihanna to be too naked or nothing, but like,
cause you just see her naked everywhere else. So when she on stage,
what do you mean?
Be
when
like,
when should
right,
it be?
Cool.
The only time was the see through dress.
No, don't do that. Don't
it's
do
like
that.
One
no,
of the
not,
only
what
times.
What she said?
Do
not
she said?
One
do
of the only
that,
times that she really
that.
Went.
Do not say that.
But like,
Rihanna in particular, everybody has seen Rihanna's breasts.
Oh yeah, on IG and thing.
No, but what about
like?
But if she posts on IG, she's not taking it other places.
Rihanna
no, but like if no, I'm talking about at like events and thing. Rihanna, no, stop it.
Lakers
you
games,
stop?
I agree with you. If you're talking about basketball games and stuff like
but
that, I agree
I'm talking
with you.
About
but
like
general,
Met Gala, stuff
in
like
general,
that.
We've
red
seen
carpet.
Rihanna, but don't say it like Rihanna always wearing clothes.
No,
like we've
but
seen
like,
Rihanna's boobs and ass and like
the
nude
like,
photo shoots or the barely covering. Like, we've
but,
I stopped
but red,
music videos.
But red
have you
carpets?
Seen the video for work and pour it up? And
you like, talking about I talking about like
red
carpets, red
carpets
and
as well. Yes, the music awards and them like ones where she did all. To roll up there half naked. No. Did you that home girl have
you,
three, four different outfits in one night now? Don't forget Anna.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about on stage and perform. I'm talking
no,
about the red
rolling
carpet.
Up at the red carpet.
Her most
point.
Iconic looks is always like she had the one with the big flowers all over, covered head to toe. She was. Then she had a big yellow dress. Then she had a big pink dress. I don't know what are you talking about. Are you don't watch Rihanna later? Are you only the most like. The ones that everybody does get a lot of attention is the sheer dress she had with.
So let me ask you a question, Kalissa.
Okay.
When you think in terms of celebrities, like modern pop culture celebrities who are people that is like often scantily clad, who is like the top of the list? Does Rihanna not literally be like one of the first people that comes to because
Nobody.
Of how often her boobs are out in particular because she never wearing a bra? Like, and this is not just like... I'm not saying that this is the equivalent to Lizzo and exposing them because to me it's a different thing. But Rihanna and her topless or her bralessness in particular is something that we've seen in many a paparazzi photo where she's just going down the road somewhere. Like, I don't understand how your where your perception
I don't
of
I don't
Rihanna
really,
is coming
I don't really,
from compared
I don't
to like...
But like the pictures...
I respect you for still going. Can you see her stuff?
Yeah, but
cause
no like, man, I don't.
Rihanna is
I
top
really
of the list in nudity. Like we didn't need Rihanna's leaks to come out because we've already seen Rihanna naked. She gave it up. That's the like the I forget which photo shoot it was in some France, some European country and stuff where she was on a on some balcony and whatnot. So long ago, Rihanna gave us all the goodies. this, I don't know where the defense of Rihanna's coming from. I agree. She wears it in general in locations that are appropriate because
is she more classy shoot. About it? Yes, but are they still exposed? Yes, as well.
Thank you, Tana.
On the top, I wouldn't say that Rihanna would be on my top list for
who taps it. If it's not Rihanna, who taps it?
Name two.
You're gonna say Kim Kardashian?
I was gonna say Kim and Miley because they'll be out here like real reckless.
I give you Kim. Nobody tried to see.
Do you know what
Miley.
The thing is? Exactly. It's because the girls with like less body or whatever, like they don't really give a shit. Like people don't give a shit if they see. First of all, y'all talk about Kendall too. Never got on a bra. Everybody done see Kendall.
I don't know what Kendall look like.
What?
Like, I know what Kendall... and even that, I'm not positive because I've seen different pictures in different times. Like, apparently, she looks like a completely different person.
No, but Kendall's a professional model. Rihanna ain't necessary. Rihanna have her own shit. Yeah, she does modeling, yes, but Kendall would more have those things in her repertoire.
No, but I'm talking about on a regular basis, walking on a street. Kendall don't wear a bra and she just walk around and see she true shirt.
Because she don't need one. She has no Kendall. She has no master sag. She needs no support. She hardly have tits.
I'm talking about sheer clothes. Like Kendall's walk around in sheer clothes a lot.
Maybe I don't pay attention to her.
But that's what I tell. Like Rihanna, I feel like the ones that y'all really see is the ones where she like.
I don't pay attention, to Rihanna either.
So let me ask a question. Do y'all feel that Lizzo was out of pocket or not?
Oh yeah, 100%. Back to the top.
Okay then.
I feel like she was out of pocket.
Because of the setting. If she was doing that, if she was performing, that's something different.
Yeah. Also, I just feel like, to be honest with you, if she had put on stockings, it would have been a different story. Like, it would have been it wouldn't have been as big of a deal.
But this shit just nasty as well. This is a public seat and your bare ass on
your
a public
bare
seat.
Ass, like, how... I wouldn't even...
You'd be sitting there for a while, so you know you're sweating.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't put my bare ass on a seat.
Hey, wrong. Bare ass?
No.
And
just raw ass?
Just because you might feel that way, I'm sure there's a lot of people that would love to sit down wherever Rihanna or Kim put or Beyonce put their bare ass. So it all depends on who it is we're talking about.
You got people out there buying bathwater and shit.
We have people buying jars of air, okay? Let me not get into that again.
I'm not talking about for other people. I'm talking about for her. Like, how you gonna just sit on a seat that God knows who sit on with your bare ass? I feel like that's wild.
Stockings?
I feel like that would
have helped. It might help.
That would have been
a little bit of a mess.
But it would have been a better situation.
If she had thick stockings that like a legging basically, then it was then I could agree. But like,
part of the outrage must also be the way she reacted.
If the tongue,
yes, because she's intentionally missing the point so she could paint herself as the victim and make everybody else seem like they fat shaming. Intentionally missing the criticisms.
If she could have even do that if she had on like a different cut underwear. I feel like the tongue was really overkill. Like, it was really, really uncalled for.
To me, it was just a bad look in general.
That's the thing. It wasn't even cute.
A t-shirt and just a hole. It wasn't a good look in no way.
Yeah. To be honest, I'd be feeling the oversized t-shirt with tie-high boots. I feel like that's a cute look or whatever. But I don't understand why you had to cut out the circle for me. Personally, intentionally done.
It looked like she went and get a sheet.
First of all, even when you do that, when you take a shirt, a normal t-shirt, and then you take out fabric, what has happened is the t-shirt does expand more. So like now it just it look extra oversized and it fitting all wrong in all place. I don't understand it.
I really don't. That's the way that. Like some of my aunts and thing, like when they home and that's the way they dress. They just wear like the big t-shirt and no like pants or whatever. And
that'll be it for you. Like, I tell you,
not
pants
a good look.
Is uncomfortable.
It's not a good look. Y'all pants, yes, I agree. Yeah. Like I never wear them, so I can't say it like from experience, but they don't look comfortable.
You know what a thing is?
I can't imagine them being comfortable.
Let me just put this out there because I feel like this is something we really need to bring attention to. I don't appreciate that girl pants only have one fucking size. So
how do they only have one size?
Because y'all y'all have length and width. We just have one ambiguous ass number on the pants. And we just, and another thing is, I don't understand how I could be a different size in every single fucking pair of pants I pick up.
That depends though. No, doesn't mean like I get where you're coming from.
It's fucking
like,
annoying.
Generally, like with jeans, with like male jeans and stuff, it'll be like 32, 36.
Yeah,
whatever,
we just have like one number. I don't even know what a number for, really, because some pants.
But these like sweatpants and other type of things be just as ambiguous and shit. Because I recently had some pants that was telling me it's a 50, and I'm like, oh, what? like, what does this one number mean? And it's like I had to look it up to see
at
like
least,
it was a breakdown or some combination of two different numbers, and this is the average or some shit. Like,
not but even the but letters, for sweat, L-M, for something like sweatpants, but for something like sweatpants, it makes sense, right? Because like sweatpants, it got a lot of room, ain't really a problem, and it got jawstring. I mean. Jeans is a fucking problem though. And the next thing, why we ain't got no fucking pockets? I want somebody to do something about this.
Like, I don't want y'all.
I really need pockets.
Wait, hold on. Why you don't want them have pockets for?
You don't need no back pockets. Maybe other pockets they could have, but no back pockets.
I just.
And female jeans, in my opinion, female jeans look terrible with back pockets.
But that's the thing.
The ass always looks better with no pockets.
Female jeans, the front pockets will always be fake, they like this one. And then the back pockets will be real. I'd be like, why? Could we not? Can we not do something about this? But for real, jeans having one size in like one size for females is a problem.
That's how I felt about my like blazer for gala. Like they had just had fake. There wasn't no real pockets in my blazer for gala.
Yeah, no, you know how I feel, no?
It was an illusion. Yeah. Now I was trying to put my hand in them.
Yep,
like,
yep.
Being lied to.
Yep. It'll be like that.
False advertisement.
I ain't gonna even lie. I probably got one pair of jeans with like real front pockets.
Alright, I think our conversation can die now. Either we change topics to go like one more.
Bye.
How we start wrapping up, kind of maybe 55 minutes in.
Yeah, let me start wrapping up.
Well, guys, been nice. Have a nice Christmas. Fine yo, face, dark enough.
We ain't seen nothing about Christmas for you,
bye, yeah.
So, what are y'all doing for Christmas?
Not,
before,
God damn
not a damn thing. I probably playing some Aruban music, you know, maybe making it feel a little like home or whatever.
Making Johnny. I might.
Bye.
Oh, you know what?
I could make Johnny cake and all, but I feel like we talk about this before. I hate disposing oil.
Yeah.
And so, to be honest with you, for me, it ain't even worth it.
Christmas coming.
Bye.
And New Year's coming.
But I gonna play the.
I think we should end before King continue to sing.
The real OG tunes con mi burrito sabanero.
If I hear it, I might know. Another one for New Year's, I think.
Papimento and Christmas different. I don't know about Papimento.
That ain't even Papimento. That's Spanish. Oh, but Spanish. It was like a big. Yeah.
Feliz Navidad. Yeah, Rubio and people do things different.
I know Feliz Navidad. That's as far as it goes.
I also got one in Papimento that's a real OG like Christmas song. Back when I used to go to church, because church was in Papiamento. Even though I'm not really sure what a man used to be saying now, to be real with you. Like, yo, he could have, you could have told me.
That was church in English for me when I was younger.
But it had one in, it had one.
I agree, but that's because I was playing Pokemon. Like, I was at my game.
At least he could have break yours.
In church?
My mother would have given me mine. Stop playing that thing.
Nah.
Gold and silver back in the day.
Your parents were soft.
Why you could have given me in church every Sunday.
That was getting in church.
Why?
That was the only way.
I wish my mother would have bragged me with this.
Yeah. That's how it went. If you want me in church, at least give me something to do to entertain me while I'm there.
I always used to feel so long back then.
Yo, the best part was when everybody was going for the body and for the body.
Because that's when you know it almost done.
Bread and juice. That's what we're waiting for. Bread and juice. We halfway there. For the body. We can survive.
I used to be like, what is taking so? This is the longest of my life. I can't even imagine going like Methodist church in Aruba because that thing don't have a time to end.
What are you talking about? I'm like, what church are you was going? Like my church was
Catholic.
My church was a lot longer than an hour. Like
the
entire service I think was a lot longer than an hour.
That church
that's like Methodist
was
church
was
in Aruba.
I used to go watch my college.
What?
I've been to a church that was
Methodist church in Aruba don't have a time to start and don't have a time to end. I had one time my friend Natalie went on Methodist church on Mother's Day because her mother Methodist and her father Catholic, so they're the switch church. She's like, yeah, she was on. She started snapping me. She was like, girl, I've been in this bitch. from like 7 o'clock. She like, look at the time. Mm-hmm. I like, girl, this still going. Then she sent me another snap. She was like, I think we finally leaving. She was like, we leaving. This still going. Mm-hmm. She was in there for hours. Yep. I was like,
they have to call me.
And that's how the church was. I used to go to the Bells Church in Colby. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all are familiar. The Bells brothers from Ebenezer and thing. You know, you probably know some of the people of them.
Bye.
Now the Bells family.
You know, only two churches mm-hmm. I used to ever go was in Simpson Bay and St. Peter's though.
Mm-hmm. Colby, close to Simpson Bay.
Sorry, word for me.
Yeah, it depends on which part of Colby.
I never went to that one. I never went to no church that was actually close by thinking about it. Like, I live in Ebenezer. I never went to a church in the Ebenezer, St. Peter's, Solar Ward area.
Why?
Why you went so far?
I guess your mother had, like, the other churches in the priest and shit.
Yeah, it was, like, my mother, I think it was, like, my grandmother's decision, and that was just my grandmother's church. And okay. As a result, like, it was my mother's church, so then we just went to that church as well.
Right. Thank God my mother was a type, after a while, she was like, okay, you need to do your communion.
Like, I was
you don't have to go to church
as soon as my mother stopped forcing me to go to church, I stopped.
Come for who?
I never did none of that. I don't know.
I think I had went for it, but for some reason I just decided to say fuck it and I didn't do it again.
I used to force people to go to church.
You could force
my ass. I don't even know what I confirm in.
I went to
a
Christian school. I mean
all the schools there, like majority of them be Catholic or something.
True.
I think it would have been I would have a lot of problems if I had to go to a Catholic school, but I think I would have some issues. I would have to force.
Like, there was a lot of stuff that, like, as I got old, I kind of realized, and, like, I forgot a lot of shit that I learned and was indoctrinated in as I was growing up. And, like, when I just think back on certain things, I realized, like, yeah, this because, well, you know, in assembly or whatever, we forced us to sing this prayer or this song or whatever it is. And it's like, that's where I know this shit from. Like,
but later, you know, that's in life,
it's kind of be, like, clicking in.
That's for real wild, because, like, I went back to church after, like, a like bunch of years,
and you find yourself singing along to everything, like, you just know
not
all
even
the words.
Singing it have like it had like prayers and papiamento. Like, first of all, these prayers just include words in papiamento that I don't even know the meaning of. But like I could still recite these prayers. I don't even know like why or how. I think my school back in the day used to go to church every Monday or some shit like that.
Like, John
like
is
my
nothing but a modern day thing. When something
you're trying to say
not,
cult again?
Not pop culture, but when some a mainstream cult.
Whoa.
That's all churches.
But like my basis hole had like a church in like the yard itself, like in the. So it was like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. So we used to line up. I don't know if y'all had to do. You had to line up in front of the class outside.
Yeah.
Well, we used to do that, and then we used to have to walk to the church, and then we'd sit in rows.
Wow.
Because I went to a school called Santa Teresita, and it was Teresita Church right there.
Saint Teresa.
Yeah.
That's like St. Dominic people, because St. Dominic people, I would always, from MPC, I'd always see all the St. Dominic kids walking out to go to the church there in Saudi Arabia.
St. Dominic people couldn't have no church in the public school. Them children would have gone and fucked the church.
But I ain't gonna lie, my school was ratchet as fuck. It used to, like, because they didn't have no, it wasn't gated, so, like, and the location, sometimes they used to have, like, chollers that used to come in, shit in the classroom. It was wild. Like, it had times school get cancelled because we walk in and it had a cholera sleeping on the floor and shit in the car. I was like, what going on? Windows used to be broken. We used to get robbed all the time.
As much as I love hearing these stories about Aruba.
He gotta go.
I need to
be. He checking like... Okay, so, well, been real, guys.
Yeah, we have a
hope. Are you enjoying the holidays?
Yes, this is going to come out Thursday, so this is going to be the day after Christmas and thing. So I hope you enjoy your A12 and all of those things on your Christmas holiday.
No, I don't hope you shit, because I ain't eating none of your food. So
yeah.
I wish you no well wishes.
Who Toys Bazaar going to be open?
I don't know, but I'm going to figure it out
tomorrow. I got food in my fridge, though.
I have food in case to cook.
That's good.
I'm probably going to end up Toys Bazaar and some shit tomorrow if it's open. If it's an option, but
something will be open, bro.
Enjoy the Christmas holidays. I don't know when we're gonna record the next one, if it can come out in time for New Year's. I ain't thinking that far yet.
That's so a very good question.
If not, Happy New Year's and stuff like that as well. If we don't,
yo, happy holidays,
sure. Yeah, a holiday.
Then was real.
So, people, we'll see y'all the next time we link up.
Bless,
have a good one.
Wrap up.
Yes.